Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menard. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die game 7, a full week of heavy hitting back and forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Joining us, Susan Constantine, trial consultant and body language expert. We're talking about BTK. Bind, torture, kill, what that stands for. BTK, of course, the infamous murder that haunted the city of Wichita, Kansas for decades. He is behind bars, admitting to many of his crimes several years ago, but he's back in the news. Several cold cases being resurrected. Dennis Rader's old property in Park City, Kansas, it's been an abandoned lot for many years. Now they're digging it up and they have found some evidence. What's your take on this? Dennis been pretty quiet in prison, at least talking about his crimes, commenting on many others over the last couple of years. Are you surprised by this?
No, it kind of reminds me of the Vallo case, right?
Yeah.
So now there's something that is, there's obviously something that the detectives know about or have some insight into, which is leading them to that, to digging up his yard. I mean, you know, this whole phenomenon with these trending, you know, serial killers, you know, it, to me, it's like it's becoming all way too, information is becoming all way too available of what these guys are doing. You know, I don't think that this BTK. BK killer. Obviously, it's not his first time around. And everything that I have been taught about serial killers is, and they can go dormant for a little while. And then that hunger, that thirst, that desire to reoffend and to re-kill again never goes away. It's not rehabilitatable. It's just not. These guys are just possessed with the evil of the evilest. So I think that they have a hunch that there's more bodies there. And how wonderful. If there were, because if there were, maybe we get some more unsolved cases.
Yeah.
You know, we find out where some of our own loved ones, their loved ones are. I have several cases, guys. I mean, Tony, I mean, with being in the media and of course, like podcasts like your own brings awareness, and from awareness gets desperate families that are reaching out for some answer, someone to help them, a different angle, you know, analyzing different possible suspects or people they may not have ever considered before. Why? Because they have loved ones that have been, the cases have gone cold.
Yeah.
And eventually what happens is they say, oh yeah, you know, the detectives or the state agencies have just literally stopped. They've just stopped looking.
Yeah.
Just waiting for something to pop up, something organically, And then they start sniffing around like dogs. And I think that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
Somebody pulled in a hunch. Somebody's got a clue that led them back there again.
And to find what they're finding underneath where he once had a shed. I know his daughter, Carrie, went in and talked to him this summer after not speaking with him for many years, attempting to try and get some information. She says that not a whole lot came about those conversations directly with him. He continues to deny any involvement in these, but he seems to be one who's been proud of his crimes in the past. I mean, there really was no BTK trial initially. He flat out admitted to all of it very curtly in court many years back before he was put away for the rest of his life. I don't know if I should be surprised or not that he's not standing up and saying, yes, I did this, if in fact he is behind it. He is the prime suspect now. And it would be very interesting to see what kind of connections are made with DNA, if they're able to do that with any of the evidence that has been found, or how else they can place him at the scene of these crimes way back in the 1970s.
Yeah, to me, I would think that if I was to put my mind into his thinking, I think that this is an adrenaline rush for him.
Yeah.
I think that he is loving the mystery of it. He's just watching it unfold to see what they could figure out. Why confess when the fun part of it is it for him, the thrill, is for them to try to figure it out to see if they've got it right. You know, I mean, these guys have got their like their signatures, their stamp on their craftsmanship, mm-hmm. speak terribly to say that, but it's, you know, that's really the reality of it, right? But I would think that he's probably the reason why he's not coming forward, even though he's a number one prime suspect. Why would he? It's too much fun. You know, the game over. Then the game's over. There's no more fun left in it. There's no thrill.
It makes me wonder if he's been waiting all these years for people to finally come about to discover some of these, knowing that at some point he'll get to be back in the spotlight. He's obviously someone who has loved the media, has played with the media from the beginning. He's one of the originals, the OGs of it, if you will, when it comes to trying to get attention out there through media. So this has to be, he's got to be like salivating at this. And I'm just curious as to how far he will take this. If in fact, let's say he is the man behind one of these new cold cases that have been resurrected, is this something where he will ever want to admit, or does he want to go for the full ride this time, meaning a court case, meaning an actual trial, which could conceivably actually happen here?
Yeah. So he's in the limelight. He's a celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, in the serial killer world. What we can't do is expect any sort of empathy or compassion, because he is a serial killer. He is the depravity that he has in him. He has no soul. Mm-hmm. So why would he give it up? I mean, I get it that if he were 5 minutes before he used to be injected or electrocuted, I'm just saying that if he's getting the death penalty, then maybe. Why would he? I mean, this is his like desire. I mean, it's hard to, I can't wrap my head around it, because, you know, you and I were, yeah. This is like mind-boggling to us. But the fact that he hasn't done it is because he doesn't want to. There's still more for him that he's getting out of it. And just think about it, if he's in prison and, you know, he's known as the BK killer, you know, can you imagine all the other inmates going, yeah, man, this is, you know, the BK killer. He's in here and I'm next to his room or whatever. I mean, he's probably loving all the attention. And then it goes to court, goes to trial, and then he gets to become his own detective and, you know, in a way, his own attorney and his own trial and witnesses. Yeah. And he's all like thinking, and he's just trying to figure out, like, can you really figure me out? Because I'm so smart. Nobody can figure this out. I want to see if they can do it.
Well, his big thing has always been riddles and trying to play games with the detectives and media and try to decipher his codes. I know Kathleen Ramsland, when she did the interviews with him over the several years when she wrote the book about him, that half of that communication was done in code between BTK and herself. Even she, when I spoke with Catherine about 2 or 3 weeks ago prior to these new developments, and there was a little buzz. There always has been a little bit of buzz here and there about possibly his connection to some other crimes. But at that moment, even she didn't think he had a whole lot more up his sleeve. But seeing as to what they found, I think there really might be. This is, I think, one of the biggest new developments in this case since he was actually put away almost 15 years ago.
Yeah, and you know, keep in mind too, what are we doing right now? This is a true crime show.
Talking about him.
Okay, everything's true crime. Yep. I'm writing a true crime book.
Yep.
I teach about true crime. So there is a whole community out here that are so interested trying to understand and get into the mind of these killers and trying to figure it out. You know, we're trying to figure it out. He's trying to figure out, or he is getting the thrill out of us trying to figure it out. I mean, it's a, you know, sometimes I wonder about ourselves.
I know.
What the hell's wrong with us? You know,
I know, as much as we can learn from this, and I feel like we do good, but it raises awareness. I think the whole community in its entirety is good, but at the same point, you end up, I think, stoking the egos of some of these people in the process of trying to bring justice to their crimes.
Yes, yeah. Precisely.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Struggling with weight that doesn't respond to traditional dieting? ProLon's 5-Day Fasting Mimicking Diet is a clinically developed nutrition program designed to promote fat loss while protecting lean body mass. Developed at USC's Longevity Institute, it assists the body in entering a fasting-like state that helps reset metabolism, target visceral fat, and supports healthy metabolic markers. In just 5 days, ProLon offers a structured, science-backed approach to weight loss without extreme restriction or guesswork. Get 15% off plus a $40 bonus gift when you subscribe at prolonlife.com/begin. Struggling with weight that doesn't respond to traditional dieting? ProLon's 5-Day Fasting Mimicking Diet is a clinically developed nutrition program designed to promote fat loss while protecting lean body mass. Developed at USC's Longevity Institute, it assists the body in entering a fasting-like state that helps reset metabolism, target visceral fat, and supports healthy metabolic markers. In just 5 days, ProLon offers a structured, science-backed approach to weight loss without extreme restriction or guesswork. Get 15% off plus a $40 bonus gift when you subscribe at prolonlife.com/begin.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Struggling with weight that doesn't respond to traditional dieting? ProLon's 5-Day Fasting Mimicking Diet is a clinically developed nutrition program designed to promote fat loss while protecting lean body mass. Developed at USC's Longevity Institute, it assists the body in entering a fasting-like state that helps reset metabolism, target visceral fat, and supports healthy metabolic markers. In just 5 days, ProLon offers a structured, science-backed approach to weight loss without extreme restriction or guesswork. Get 15% off plus a $40 bonus gift when you subscribe at prolonlife.com/begin. Struggling with weight that doesn't respond to traditional dieting? ProLon's 5-Day Fasting Mimicking Diet is a clinically developed nutrition program designed to promote fat loss while protecting lean body mass.
Developed at USC's Longevity Institute, it assists the body in entering a fasting-like state that helps reset metabolism, target visceral fat, and supports healthy metabolic markers. In just 5 days, Prolon offers a structured, science-backed approach to weight loss without extreme restriction or guesswork. Get 15% off plus a $40 bonus gift when you subscribe at prolonlife.com/begin.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.